留住平淡诗意的时光，走进自由真诚的音乐。小黑艺术电台，两棵树的森林广播。
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
今天要聊一下《星际穿越》。其实本来没打算谈这部电影的，因为谈它的人实在是太多了。但有一个听众在微博给我留言说，大概是听了我关于超体的那期电台，就说期待我聊一下《星际穿越》。我于是就想，超体这样普通的片我都做了一期电台，那《星际穿越》呢，确实还是值得特意做一期的。于是就有了这期节目。
fine. 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
很多人谈《星际穿越》啊，都说它是一部硬科幻的烧脑片，然后很多的文章都在解读片中的各种天体物理学的名词概念。那在我看来，这实在是有些解读过度了。其实这部片即使你不具备任何的科学知识，也不妨碍你去欣赏。那所有的科学概念呢，在片中其实也都是有解释的，然后关于虫洞和五维空间这些呢，都被诺兰导演展现得充满了迷幻色彩，而我们要做的呢，只是欣赏，然后好好的品味一个动人的故事。那在科幻之外呢，我觉得这部片的人文意义才是最打动我的。
ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. Control to Major Tom, you've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can. Knows which way to go.
Tell my wife I love her very much.
She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom?
不要温和地走进那个凉夜，老年应当在日暮时燃烧咆哮，怒斥，怒斥光明的消逝。每逢电影关键的转折点，就能听见年迈的布莱德教授念诵这句诗： 那除了表达他自己的情志之外呢，也是在激励探险虫洞的宇航员和困守地球的人类。那个时候的地球已经步入老年了，很多人都记住了这首在片中被反复吟诵的诗，但很少人知道这首《不要温和地走进那个凉夜》，它的作者威尔士诗人迪伦·托马斯，今年正是他100周年的诞辰。而这部电影呢，正好是在他生日后10天首映的。于是我们不难看出诺兰向诗人致敬的意味，而这首诗对于这部电影的意义，毫无疑问就像是对老年的地球和人类命运的一则启示。也难怪香港会把这部片翻译成《星际启示录》，其实是更加精确的一种翻译。地球面临困境的时候，人类便因此否定了一切理想主义的历史和野心，连阿波罗计划都从历史书上抹去了，甚至还被污蔑为一个虚构的阴谋。人类被土地绑牢，不再仰望星空。那到底虚渺的宇宙探险和买手玉米田为家人的生存贡献点滴的血汗，哪一个更重要更伟大呢？其实这个问题也是关于理想主义的永恒的难题，未来与当下哪个更应该牺牲？或者就像布莱德教授的 B 计划，放弃地球的幸存者，携带500个受精卵前往星际殖民地，然后在那里重新创造一个地球。那也就是说，是否有必要为未来的可能性而让当下做出牺牲呢？
She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Those evil natured robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them, so she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those evil robots win. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat me. Yoshime.
曾经说过，我们都生活在阴沟里，但仍有人仰望星空。电影里进入暮年的地球也都需要人类仰望星空，那些穿越虫洞进入五维空间的鬼魂一直在提醒被现实捆绑的人类，星空仍有被仰望的必要，否则对阴沟的忍受便失去了意义。而同样生活在阴沟里的现实中的我们，是被现实捆绑束手就擒，还是仰望星空追求一个可能看起来毫无胜算、看起来虚无缥缈的未来呢？我想答案也是不言而喻的。好了，最后因为很多人说这部片是烧脑片，实在是有点看不过去，那这里推荐一部真正的烧脑片，叫 Predestination， 翻译成前目的地。 这部片是纯烧脑片，完全没有别的。那下载链接呢，也附在了博客的文末。
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out as fuse I've ever known. And I think it's gonna be a long
no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket I think it's gone.